Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today, firstly, the crypto rally, and secondly, lagging real estate stocks. So firstly, crypto is by far the best performing asset class this year. It's trouncing other hard assets like gold, but it's still only 2.7 trillion market cap, is by far the smallest, youngest, and most retail owned of all assets. Bitcoin has set the pace, and optimism there is very high. We're seeing a classic supply and demand squeeze of ETF inflows on the one hand and the imminent supply halving on the other. Whilst Ethereum has significantly lagged and sentiment is much more depressed ahead of next month's spot ETF decision. And Ethereum may be the relative opportunity given that. More broadly, crypto has a number of longer-term catalysts of Fed rate cuts that are still coming, company accounting and bank regulatory changes, as well as ultimately central banks, which we think will start buying crypto assets eventually. Ecosystem venture capital investment is also now rising again, up by a third in the last quarter, and institutional Ethereum tokenization projects have also been building. So our second topic is real estate and REITs. They've unsurprisingly been the worst performing sector this year, but are now beginning to see some signs of contrarian life. REITs was the worst performing US sector in the first quarter, falling versus the 10% S&P 500 gain. Maybe unsurprising given the big change in the 2024 US interest rate outlook, from looking for 7 cuts coming into the year to now only 3, and with long-term bond yields staying high. This has particularly impacted REITs that have by far the highest leverage of any sector. Regional malls was the only outperformer so far this year versus the S&P 500. And the only other REIT subsectors in positive territory have been apartments and residential, whilst the worst performers have been the more interest rate sensitive manufactured homes, strip centers, and industrial properties. But yesterday did see Blackstone bid a 25% premium to take private retail housing REIT AIR Communities at a $10 billion valuation. And I think this is interesting for two reasons. One, it speaks to the resilience of that residential real estate segment. And secondly, it's a potentially a sign of broader undervaluation. We would expect REITs to perform less badly from here, with the higher for longer interest rates now better priced in, especially in the US, whilst interest rate cuts are still coming in the near term in places like Europe. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye. You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.